It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September the 18th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $48,547. Ethereum is down 0.5% at $3,504. And Cardano is down 1% at $2.40. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours: Gala up 44%, Ecomi up 16%, and Solana up 15%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the digital marketplace UnGrocery. If you've ever thought about who your food comes from, UnGrocery is the place to shop. Join the food people online at ungrocery.com. Well, this week, mining rig maker Canaan announced a record quarterly revenue of $167 million. The firm said in its earnings report that it sold 5.9 million terahashes per second of hashing power during the quarter. This marks the strongest quarterly sales in the company's operating history, which is up 5 times year-on-year and more than 1.5 times over the first quarter, which translates to a 40% gross profit margin for Canaan's miner manufacturer business line. Well, ArtBlox promoted Monica Rizzoli's Fragments of an Infinite Field collection, which featured 1,024 pieces sold in a Dutch auction. The entire collection sold out within an hour, and Rizzoli netted 1,623 Ether, or around $5.5 million. This week, Australian national Stephen Kinn was sentenced to 7.5 years for his part in a $90 million Ponzi scheme. The 24-year-old hedge fund founder defrauded more than 100 people across 3 years. He pled guilty in February to lying about the performance of his Virgil Sigma fund while he spent those investment dollars to fund a lavish lifestyle. He tried to cover his fraud by paying back investors through another fund he was operating. U.S. District Judge Valerie Caproni called him a potentially very dangerous person who deliberately and consciously chose a path to take advantage of his investors. A money judgment of $54.8 million was also imposed against Ken, representing the proceeds traceable to his offenses. And finally, Binance is moving away from its decentralized headquarters model due to some regulators thinking it's dodgy. In a TV interview with the South China Morning Post, CEO CZ acknowledged that Binance's pitch over the past several years that it is a global decentralized operation with no headquarters does not go down well with regulators. He said, "We wanted to embrace a decentralized model, so we wanted to have decentralized teams everywhere, but we do run one centralized exchange, which is the biggest part of our business. We have come to realize that for the regulators, we need to be centralized." This news comes hand in hand with a Friday report that a broad U.S. government investigation into the exchange Binance has widened to include whether Binance or its staff profited by taking advantage of its customers. The U.S. CFTC is looking into whether Binance took part in possible insider trading and market manipulation. On Friday, Binance hired former Europol dark web specialist Niels Andersen Rode to serve as Senior Director of Audit and Investigations. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media. Add us to Alexa Flash Briefing and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.